This episode of Pondering Nerdcast was brought to you by GamingRebellion.com. Join the community today at GamingRebellion.com, where it's more than just games.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to the Pondering Nerdcast. This is episode 77. Here with me today is Dwayne Samuels.
What's up, everybody?
And just me, Lance.
Kind of short.
Nobody else can make it. But we're only going to be talking about Comic-Con 2017, San Diego Comic-Con to be more specific, because there's going to be another Comic-Con in a couple months and another convention over there and blah, 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 blah. But from what everyone says, San Diego Comic-Con is the biggest one. That's where everybody goes, you know, all the big stars, all the big TV shows, some video game stuff, you know, they're all there, put it that way.
Yeah.
You know, like, all the big studios go there. They don't come to New York City. I mean, they kind of do, but they come in, like, smaller. They'll probably send, like, one actor or actress from a show.
Yeah, you know what I say to all that? Bastards. That's what I say. Yeah.
So, you know, once in a while, you might get, like, and whoever the biggest stars happen to be, the line just kind of, like, spills out into the damn streets of New York. So, it is what it is. But we're going to talk about an article that focuses on the winners and losers of Comic-Con, San Diego Comic-Con 2017, which is from IO9, or it's io9.gizmondo.com, which is, whatever.
This should be interesting.
Part of them, but this is their breakdown of what they consider the winners and what they consider losers of this year's Comic-Con. So it starts out with the winners, and the first one up here is Black Panther. And there are some new footage of the Black Panther movie, which I don't think I've seen. Have you seen it? As I haven't seen
I seen it going around on YouTube, but I didn't click it because I was like, oh, then they didn't make a big deal. Because you know when some new trailer come out, it makes a big deal and it starts talking about it. I didn't hear nobody talk about it, so I never clicked onto it. But I think that is new footage.
Oh, okay. Because I haven't seen any. Let me see if I maybe go to YouTube or something right now.
I mean, if you want to say something, I mean, I think the Avengers leaked footage was overshadowing it, actually.
I did see the leaked Avengers footage.
Yeah, because
I did see that. It looks pretty cool.
Yeah, I was just saying that blew up the internet because it's like every time I'm looking on YouTube, leaked footage. But then, what was it, the Sony company is under Avengers?
Avengers? No, that's Marvel.
Okay, yeah, they would just capture everybody who leaked it. Every time I clicked it, it was like this has been copyrighted, has been removed from YouTube. I was like, damn.
Yeah. I believe Sony is in partnership with them because Spider-Man is in the trailer. Because you know that's the only link I can, you know, think of right now.
Okay.
From what I understand, and no, I can't find any new Black Panther stuff. It's like, you know. But apparently, it's a winner because, one, the trailer, this new footage hasn't been, like, released to anyone, not even the actors, not even the cast of the movie. Like, they were all, everybody who was in attendance, plus them, were the ones who were, like, they got to, like, enjoy and see it for the first time. So that was a huge, people loved it. Apparently, it's awesome. According to the article, it hasn't been put online. So there's another trailer that was not put online. So, you know, that's neither here nor there, I guess. The second winner is DuckTales, apparently. And apparently it was incredible. And
my childhoods.
You know, and that's coming out, I guess. I mean, we kind of knew this was happening, right? Like, it's not really a secret, you know? Which I don't think is there a trailer for this one too. It's probably not, right? From what I understand, it's like the old one that we've seen, like the little clips that came out like maybe a month ago.
Yeah.
Which it's the animation looks pretty close to the old school one, but with like a bit of a modern touch, like it's a lot more cleaner and stuff like that.
They had to. Or was that gonna survive?
Yeah, some people complain that they don't like the animation. It's like, do you realize how far animation has come since this damn show has been on the air? It's like,
shoot, I could go back to some old animation. People be like, what the hell is that? But it was a good show, but the animation was kind of...
It doesn't hold up. I'll tell you that right now. It's not going to hold up, especially if you're one of those people who like to buy the latest and greatest in, you know, viewing portals, as I call televisions, where you... You know, you buy a 4K TV and you're trying to watch some, you know, old 90s cartoons and you're wondering why it looks like shit. It's like, well, that's why it looks like shit, because that. But yeah, you know, it is what it is with that. But that's coming out some point, I think this year or early next year or something like that. They really haven't. The information on it is still a little bit up in the air and whatnot, but, you know, we'll see. Archer is making another splash.
Yes.
I feel like Archer has been making splashes like every fucking year since it's been out. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to say this to the fans. I mean, matter of fact, even when you introduced me to the show, I got hooked. I just been catching like old reruns on Netflix and then trying to catch up. But it's like that every time you watch the same episodes over and over, it's like I still laugh because the show's just funny.
Yeah, it's real funny. It's very adult. So it's like apparently new information that came out about it. They're going their ninth season. I didn't even know they were in the ninth season. Jesus.
Hey, and here's gonna be
placed in the South Pacific, circa 1939.
Kind of like Miami Vice era, I think. No,
1939.
Oh, no, sorry, sorry.
That's like easy World War I, II, I don't know, around that time, or right before, and it's gonna be called Danger Island. Okay,
did you
before I guess they travel back in time.
If the trailer where he meets the Kingsman is so funny. It's like Archer is, I guess he's meeting the main Kingsman that the story based around himself on, the guy with the glasses. Because I never really got a chance to see the movie. And they was just going at it with like a drinking contest. Well, I don't want to ruin everything, but you know, it was pretty funny between them two when they first met. How they did it. Watch the trailer. You'll laugh at it.
Yeah, I saw like it's, you know how Facebook lets you autoplay shit? So
yeah.
That's all I saw. I didn't actually click on it, but the trailer is in the, from what I see it, the trailer is in the article here. I'll probably watch it, you know, afterwards to see how funny or funte that will be. We'll see. But yeah, that's a ninth season coming out, and they're gonna travel back in time, I guess, and then, you know, the whole cross promotion thing with Kingsman and all that good stuff. But anyway, next runner up, I don't know, that they have in this article is Westworld, which I'm a big fan of. And the season 2 trailer is out and it looks good. I still have some questions. It seems like a lot of people are dying.
Hopefully get answered.
It's still like, you know, there's rooms of dead bodies or people who are running and getting shot and very bloody, you know, characters, and homeboy seems to be still running the park. I'm confused by that. I thought, you know, but I guess we'll see what happens. I don't know, man. But yeah, you know, it's J.J. Abrams, him and his peoples, because J.J. Abrams and them, as I call, because I don't know who else is on whatever. That in the production team.
Yeah, I haven't had the opportunity to start watching this show yet. I'll probably just catch it from past season.
It's only one season so far. It's not that long. It's a very bingeable show.
What was it? Cable Network?
HBO.
HBO? All right.
Yeah.
So I'll catch on demand.
Yeah, so if you have like HBO Go, like if you have HBO, then you can just watch it on HBO Go.
Yeah, okay.
And the whole full season. And their next winner, as they put it. there's a few winners they have. It's something called Fresh Air. So I don't quite understand. It says apparently the way they have this is acquiring a Comic-Con pass can be incredibly difficult. Then getting into the events inside as much, you know, it's like, you know, pretty much what they're saying is getting a badge or a ticket is hard. And then even if you're in, you still got to deal with the massive ass crowds. You know, like, cause my suggestion to that, if you do go to any sort of convention, anyone that's like considered really large or big, to just make sure you go outside once in a while, because it's very difficult. And if you're trying to get into anything huge, like a huge thing, like anything that's mainstream huge, you might want to go there a couple of hours ahead. You're going to have to waste most of your day just to get into that one thing, you know. So if you're okay with doing that, go right ahead. You know, and make sure you have a lot of battery packs so you can, you know. And I would say go by yourself. Don't try to team up with anyone else, because the problem with that is people are never on time. So figure that out, you know. So if it's something just for you, don't even tell your friends or your family, whoever. Just go by yourself, man. And then I move on with life. Next winner is Stranger Things. Woo! You know, that's, you know, new trailer. Everybody loves it. I've seen it. I love the show. It's gonna be awesome.
that was a surprise show for like everybody, because everybody was like, Stranger Things, what the hell is this? And then, you know, watching it is like, you just get so deeply involved into it. You're like, wow, you just can't wait for another one.
Yeah. I think it's our generation is the reason why this is such a hit, because it's a show based in the 80s about all the 80s things you can think about, you know, in a show format that you can watch without commercials or waiting each week for the next episode to drop, where you can just watch the whole thing on Netflix whenever you can, you know. So
and that's what I'm liking about it. It's like, I'm just saying, not changing the topic too much, it's like Netflix is doing like a lot of great shows to the point where you gotta say, why don't you need regular TV? You know, Netflix got all these great TV shows coming.
Yeah, and the new trailer features Michael Jackson's Thriller song, or Vincent Price.
Yeah, his own.
You know, and they use his monologue as well. So, which is, it definitely fits into that time. It fits into that whole, you know, 'cause that's when Thriller came out. It was the 80s. So, you know, it was a big hit then, still a big hit now. So, and that's how that went. But
yeah. So if you haven't watched the first season of Stranger Things, watch it out.
Yeah, pretty much. Next up is collectibles for pop culture collectibles. Mm. So
what's this one about?
Gender equality in sexy pop culture collectibles, as they put it. Cheesecake and nerddom. They put a little dash. It should be one word, wasn't it? I don't know. The mass majority design for the gays. Oh, okay, I see what they're trying to say. They're more or less saying that the new toys and stuff out there have a little bit more diversity, not just geared towards straight men, you know, like also women as well. There's some eye candy for women, eye candy for you know, LGBT people as well. Which is one prominent figure is a guy who plays Nightwing. They have him doing a lot of sexy poses like you would typically see of a female figure, mm-hmm. For figurines and toys and stuff like that. So, you know, there is that as well. So that seems to be the only thing they talked about, really. There doesn't seem to be another one, because I'm trying to figure out what other stuff did they. Okay, so they kind of linked to another article that says 10 times when comics and movies sexualize male superheroes. Which, I mean, yeah, it makes sense. It might as well. You know what I'm saying? Like, not everything is just for, you know, comic books, and that culture is not just for men. So, you know, you need to, like, push that out there also for women as well, or anybody else that, you know, will find these characters sexy or have a crush in them or whatever the case may be. So, you know, good on them that they're like focusing on the men and pushing it out there, you know, to all that stuff. I mean, they still have a ways to go, so it's not the best thing in the world, but whatever. It, there's still issues. Like, I'm looking at some of these pictures, like, where it's like, it is showing the, it's the same issue you would have with showing sexy females versus sexy men, where it's like, it's the same sort of body type that is considered, you know, traditional body type for men or whatever the case may be, which is a bit
when it comes to things like that, that's in the eye of the beholder. I always tell people that. It's like there are people out there who don't like that body style type. They don't like the muscles, the dieselness, or the bar. Let's just say Coca-Cola shape. So it's like
same thing with the men. They're doing the same thing.
It's just a bit
like abs, really huge chest, broad shoulders. The V shape thing that goes down, you know, to your groin.
it's just that they have the majority who likes that, but like, trust me, there's a bigger majority that doesn't really care for that no more.
Right. It's not really that diverse.
Exactly.
Even the ones where they're trying to make fun of one character here, it isn't that diverse. He's just hairy. And they just have him in a goofy outfit. That's about it. Like, you know, but everybody else is like really ripped, very, you know, in shape and stuff like that. Prominent packages being, represented.
Times are changing.
Yeah, so, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, it's the when it comes to these sort of changes, it can be it's very slow. It's a very slow process.
That Nightwing figure is pretty cool, though.
Yeah, Nightwing is very sleek for him to jump through the air. Next winner that we got here is Jack Kirby. I'm not sure what he won for. I guess he was honored. I don't know. Apparently his grandson gave a speech at the Einstein Awards and several other projects and whatnot, directly continued his work to hype. Work were hyped at the con, like DC's upcoming Mr. Miracle series, along with a variety of other one shot featuring his creations, All Hail the King. Wow. Okay. So cool. I guess he did have some sort of big honor in his work and stuff like that. So that's pretty cool. At least he's getting, like, you know, for a long time, Jack Kirby was kind of not recognized for his work. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, but it's all good. Now, this one I don't agree with. This other one here, the Lego Ninjago movie. Yeah. I don't care. I've never seen a trailer. I've never seen
a Ninjago show.
No, I've never actually watched it.
I'll put it like this. I watched the show when it was coming on Cartoon Network, you know, because it was part of that little Lego universe they're trying to do. It was pretty good. It was funny, you know, funny for like you say like a Saturday morning cartoon or something like that. But, you know, it was in Lego, you know, I guess computer graphics, you could say. It's pretty good, but as far as to like say it's a winner out of everything that was there, I mean, I'm sure I could go deeper into the Comic-Con stuff and find more stuff that was better than the Lego and Ninjago.
Yeah. I mean, I'll watch the trailer another time and see. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, I probably would be lost as fuck. Maybe some of the jokes would make sense to me, but it's like, I don't know. Because from what I understand, Ninjago has been going on for what?
Yeah, it's been going on years. It's been going on for a while as far as the toys are. Then when they did the show, it started picking up, but then it got canceled. Then they started doing movies, you know, little straight to beat movies, like, you know, the DVDs. And then now they got the I guess this was gonna come in the theaters. Because, you know, Legos is blown up right now, you know, the Lego Batman movie, Lego Heroes, all that stuff. So
And apparently whoever wrote this article loved the fact that they had some sort of giant cat attack that was live action. I was like, sure. another winner here, which I'm not surprised they included in their list, Supernatural. Because, you know, they're calling it the Immortal TV series. Which, when you think about it, it's not... there's no, put it this way. It's not like, I think the type of TV show it is, mm-hmm. that's why people are so, like, big on it, because of the type that's been going on for the better part of 10 years in the last decade. Like, there have been kids who have been born and now who are around 13 years old.
I mean,
and they've seen with the Supernatural, you know. It's like,
I'm gonna say this to the show, like, I'm not saying the show's a good show, but sometimes I just feel like some shows have to eventually come to an end. You know, I mean, if the stories are good, if the stories are good, more power to you, you know, to keep on going with it. But it's like, I started watching that, I just fell off because I was like, damn, it's still going on? And I was like, I just be catching the reruns now because it's like.
Yeah, I caught up. I'm all of it caught up.
I don't even know where I'm at right now in there. So it's like I said, the show's still good. Watch it. I'm not trying to downplay it, but I just feel some shows, they could like, you know, come to an end and then start a whole new spin off or something, because it's like, damn, it's still going on. I'm like, Jesus.
Yeah. The show itself is just batshit insane. Like, where it's gone in its, like, mythology and stuff like that. So it's very interesting. Like, it's not like every season, there are some seasons where I'm like, oh my god, this is just dragging on, and then it ends like really good, and then there's some seasons that just, they start with a really, really cool concept, and then they just do like a bunch of filler episodes.
Oh god.
And then they interweave. There are some seasons where they interweave the main story in between the episodes they're doing. Like the last one was a lot like that for me, the last season. I mean, hey, it's been going on for a very long time. I believe there's a convention that's built around this entire show. But I don't know. We'll see. But apparently, the unofficial, they're calling it this, because you've probably heard the song Carry On My Wayward Son, is a song that they licensed for the show, and they had...
the live singers?
Yeah, they were there, and they were there to sing it and whatnot. So I guess that was pretty cool. There's a video in there and everything. You can watch that. Another winner, DC Comics. Why did they win? Not sure. Well, I guess. Apparently, people are, like, you know, people are buying fewer and fewer comics. Like, which is kind of, like, I guess... that makes sense and whatnot. I mean, that's always been like a thing in the comic industry.
Well, buying fewer, like, comics.
Yeah, like it's always been like that's all I've ever heard when it comes about the sales of comic books, like the hard copy stuff. It's always been a struggle to sell comic books. Always been a struggle. And you know, it's why some of these, you know, like Marvel ended up being bought by Disney. DC is still their own thing. You know, I'm sure they have like maybe partnerships and stuff like that. But it's like, I mean, they've been trying to push, and there are more comics stuff here and there and whatnot. And it's like, when it comes to just that alone, there's so many ways you can get these comics now, and it's like. It's not, you don't need to own it. You don't need to actually own it in your physical hand and, you know, have a physical space taken up and whatnot, which I'm a big fan of digital comics because I feel like you can do so much more there. Mm-hmm. It's just more of a production value for me. And it can definitely fire up the imagination and stuff like that. And over the years, they've come up with some really cool ways of viewing comics and stuff like that. But I mean, cool. You know, sorry to DC Comics that they're not selling as much, but, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see how that goes. But let's see here. Last winner that they have is Jeff Goldblum and people who love Jeff Goldblum. Okay. Sure. Pretty much what they're talking about is like him being in the new Thor movie, Thor Ragnarok.
Oh my god, that's a winner.
I guess. I mean, there's a lot of I would put it this way. There's a lot of women who love Jeff Goldblum. Like, they find him incredibly sexy and stuff like that. So I can see that as a thing. But he's playing the character, the Grandmaster, in the movie. So we'll see how that works out. I believe that's what releasing later on this year. You know, so get ready for your Thor Ragnarok, son, and all that good stuff. And yeah, that was the last winner. Jeff Goldblum. He rounds it out. So now on to the losers.
I don't understand this loser here, but I'll just
say. The Punisher was a loser? Okay.
Maybe I would say this. Maybe the trailer didn't like impress people about it, but maybe that's why it came out to be a loser. Because, I mean, if you have a bad trailer, I mean, is that going to make people jump up? So maybe they're judging these things off of trailers.
Actually, you know what? I haven't even seen the trailer, so I don't even really know what's happening there. But apparently, from what I'm saying, they said the footage shown from Netflix's upcoming show seems like it's going to exclusively be the latter, but also accompanied by puerile, sexist, and homophobic jokes amid the carnage hard pass. Oh, okay. So I see.
This is a personal thing.
Yeah. So let me see. Okay. So they don't like the way the character's being portrayed. They don't like the way it's being handled. So it's, from what I understand about, you know, Punisher, he was, you know, from the very limited information I have from him, I've never heard him make any sort of sexist jokes or read anything about that or homophobic jokes or anything like that. I've always known him to be very focused on killing people, you know, or punishing people, as he puts it.
Well, drug dealers, because if you know his story, I think he was an FBI agent, and I think his family got killed by a drug lord. So ever since then, he made his mission to punish the drug dealers. But then, you know, from there, he became a superhero. Let's just say, like, anti-hero, you could say, like a Batman type-ish, but more insane. So he's just like, can't take it no prisoner. He's just going after, like, you know, more druggies and stuff like that, make the city safe. But he's not really, I mean, if they're gonna say homophobic stuff, that means he's just basically, the people who he's fighting, he'll just call them names, but he's just kicking their ass. He's not saying, oh, you try to make fun of people.
I guess, but I mean, in today's climate, I don't think that's a good idea. It's like, you know, it's like, It can be a turnoff for a lot of people who are fans, you know. So it's like, but especially like people who are fans of him.
Yeah, but I just think they just try to like modernize it. So what a person would say if you're getting to a fight, like what would they actually call you? I mean, I could see it, like if I was getting to a fight, what I would say to somebody or something like this. But I mean, if they say in there, if they're overkilling the words and stuff, then I could say fine, be mad about it.
Yeah, if it's just an overkill, I'm pretty sure. I don't know, but I mean, I guess we'll see when it drops what it will do or not do.
But I mean, like I said, this to be down to losers. Like I said, reading the article, this is just a personal thing this guy had. It was, I'll think he makes sense to be on it, because read it.
It's pretty valid what he's saying. Like a lot of people will not. I have a feel like if that's the jokes and the stuff that they're trying to like push through the whole series for that first season, it may very well not come off, you know, in a good way. Like, you know, but if that's their first thing that is showing of the Punisher, you know, and according to this, he's like two-dimensional. So it's like, which is weird too, because like I said, every time I've seen even the really bad Punisher movies, he's more than just two-dimensional. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, it's kind of weird that Netflix is going in that direction. So I don't know. I mean, I haven't seen the trailer. I'll take a look at it later. We'll see. But we'll see how that, you know, plays on people's, you know, subjective views. Anyway, next loser here is people in lines. Well, we mentioned that earlier.
You can skip that one.
It's people in lines. So whatever. this is interesting. X-Men fan. I guess what was so bad about the X-Men fans and whatnot? Because I know there's like what, the Dark Phoenix movie that's coming out, New Mutants, I think.
And they got a TV show called The Gifted.
Right, yeah. So they named that's it after all you. Happening.
You should sue them.
Yeah, sure. Should sue them. I mean, there's also Deadpool 2 that's also in productions. Apparently, the X-Force movie is happening. So that's happening. I haven't heard anything. This is the first time I'm actually hearing about it. So I didn't know that was actually
I wonder if they can get any of the old X-Men actors to play parts.
That would be cool. Maybe not, but we'll see. Legion, which I still haven't finished, and I really need to finish.
How is that show? I've been meaning to catch, but I never got around to it. How was it?
It's pretty much what would it be like to be the most powerful mutant ever to exist in and being able to control.
So any reference
and then you're crazy.
So any reference to like the X-Men or Professor X or that or.
From the few episodes I've seen, yes. Okay. They were they were a reference of his father, but they don't say exactly who he is. But like
if you're a fan, you could just know.
Right. Like if you know the story of Legion, if you know the backstory and what is going to happen to him, you can pretty much put two and two together.
Okay.
Whatnot. So apparently Fox is doing the damn thing, I guess, and you know, so apparently they announced a few things ahead of the convention, which is weird. I mean, that's kind of like, you know, what happens, like that happens to E3. Like they would make all these announcements like a couple of days before E3 actually starts. So I guess that's not really that different. And, you know, there's Kingsman, the Golden Circle, apparently there was a panel for The Gifted as well. And apparently that was it. they didn't show, apparently the panels for these shows were like not really good. They didn't show off any of the content or the material or concept arts and whatnot. So, yeah, I think I would be pretty disappointed. You know, like it's a new show you're trying to push, new movie, and why not have something, right? Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. I mean, if I'm going to stand outside waiting for the Gifted panel or Kingsman panel, I would like to see some shit, you know? Show me some exclusive trailer. Or, oh, hey, here's this really cool concept thing that may or may not made it in the movie. You never know. Or whatever. But, I don't know. So apparently another loser is people who don't like to be bummed out at Comic-Con. Okay. let me just skip this real quick. Apparently, Sci-Fi hosted a great debate panel. Apparently it includes some celebrities like Orlando Jones, Aisha Taylor, Adam Savage, and John Barrowman, yes. So the IO9 co-founder, it was moderated by Jane and Anders. So apparently it was settling the arguments in the nerd community. So we all know there's many of those. So and apparently, you know, I guess this didn't really go too well. You know, Star Trek or Star Wars, like that sort of thing. You know the dumbass conversations people have had all the time, you know, or do you like Game of Thrones and blah 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 and whatever and all that good shit. So
those are the obsessed fans.
Yeah, like it's. I mean, I guess cool. I mean, yeah, I can see how this can, like, bum people out. You know, like it's just not the greatest conversation to be having at Comic-Con. So, I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't want to go to Comic-Con to like argue with somebody.
Trust me, you know what I'm saying. The biggest arguments will always be between Star Trek fans and Star Wars fans,
which I find so. It's such a ridiculous thing. Like, they're really completely different, like, entities. Like, one doesn't have to compare. To the other.
They'll be like, "What's what could be real? What cannot be real?" Then they'd be like, "Oh, this don't make sense. That don't make sense." Yo, it's just
it's a show. Calm down. Like, it's not even. They're two completely different things.
That's why, like, I said obsessed fans who can't separate reality from fiction.
Yeah, you know, but. And apparently, Game of Thrones, the last loser of Comic-Con. Well, not the last one, but second to last. Which, okay. Sure.
Because the greatest show on Earth is finally ending?
No, it's not done yet. There's one more season to go.
Oh, one more season?
Mm-hmm. This season is going to be split in two.
Right.
There is one more season to go. From what I understand, you know, to round it out or whatever, make it, you know, full eight seasons. But who knows?
The guy's still writing the book, I heard, right? The show's ahead of the book.
Well, we don't know. This show is ahead of the books, but his job was to give them the story arc for the next two books that he's supposed to finish up. And that's what we're seeing now. In the show, because from what I understand from people who've read the books, you know, religiously, say that there's a lot of stuff that's left out, a lot of really important storylines and stuff like that that we never got to see. So, sure, you know, we'll see how that goes. I mean, I'm a big fan of the show, so I probably would never read the books, quite honestly. I don't know if I will or care to. This is like, it's just a lot. Like, I'll wait till he releases the next two books. Hopefully he's, there's been all sorts of theories as to why he hasn't released the new books. So I don't know. I'm not here to talk about those theories anyway, but yeah. So Game of Thrones apparently was a loser, because they're keeping secrets. I'm like, okay.
Keep it secret.
What else do you want him to do? Like,
yeah, let's reveal everything for nobody can watch the show. Yeah, this person's dead. Oh, so you don't need to watch the show no more. That's all. Like, come on.
They're like, oh, they only showed us like a longer teaser for episode two, and here's the show is all this other stuff. I'm like, dude, they're not gonna show you everything, really. They were like, oh. And here's some stuff you can ask. I'm like, it's not that. Whatever. And apparently, the last loser of this thing was Medusa's wig.
I don't know what to say about that one.
I
don't understand this list. I don't understand this list. I don't.
They bring up Beyonce and something about performing while. What?
Don't bust your head with this.
What are they talking about? Like, I don't understand. And then there's literally like four to six lines about Beyonce.
Oh my god.
I don't understand. What is what? And then what? The magic of a truly good hairpiece.
Oh my god.
You're not going to... Oh, okay. So apparently they're also then talking about Inhumans, how everybody had an issue with Homegirl's hair. Okay. Well, look. I don't know what to tell people about wigs. Because I don't wear wigs. I don't know anyone that wear wigs except for people I know who cosplay. I think that's probably one of the hardest things to get right are wigs, because they look weird. If they're not from your head, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's weird. But people still try and people still do it. You know what I'm saying? Have they been really good wigs? Of course they have. Have they been bad wigs? There's a lot of those. Like I said before, you have a 4K TV and they put this stuff out, you're going to notice some problems. I'm just saying.
That's insane.
But sure. Medusa's wigs, sure. I mean, first of all, like, Medusa's wig is, it's not a wig, it's a head full of, you know, yeah, whatever. Unless he's talking about Medusa. Is Medusa the one from Inhumans?
From where?
From that Inhumans. Is there a character in Inhumans called Medusa?
I think so. Don't quote me on that. I'm not sure.
It's probably the one. Maybe that's why he's here. I keep saying he, but I don't know who wrote this damn article. But let me see. Character name, Medusa. Let me see here. Making good audio. Good audio stuff here. let me see here. Medusa's wig. Let me see. Because I'm thinking that's who they're talking about. Inhumans. Oh, okay. Yeah. So, yeah. One of the main characters in Inhumans, is her name is Medusa. And she fights with her hair. So.
She fights with her hair. Oh, God.
Yeah. I remember in the trailer where there was a new trailer that came out, like a longer trailer, where you see her use her hair. And I remember a lot of people being, like, really kind of upset or disliking how they handled her hair. And it's really like, I don't know. I don't know what people expect from graphical artists when it comes to live action stuff like that. Hair takes a long time to animate. And not only that, to make it animate and look believable, that's the hard part too. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yeah.
And to do it on a weekly show, if she's using her hair the entire time, I don't know what to tell you. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. So if you come up with a great way to animate hair, go for it. You know what I'm saying? Like, just go for it. Because I'm just trying to figure this out. It's like, you're upset because the computer couldn't get the hair right.
God.
As if this shit is easy. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Okay, whatever, dude. And I keep saying dude. Yes. I don't know. Yes, it is a guy that wrote this. Rob Bricken. So, whatever, Rob. Whatever. Yeah, whatever. But yeah, those are the winners and losers according to Rob Bricken and IO9 at Gizmondo. So, yeah. So, I'm sure. But anyway, I'm sure there's a bunch of other stuff out there, you know, like the now leaked and seen by God knows how many people, Infinity Wars trailer. So, you know, if you can see it, because I'm pretty sure there's been all sorts of takedown notices all over the internet. So, and we shall see how that progresses and when they finally. I think they came up with some sort of news saying that they're not going to drop the trailer right away.
Which trailer?
They still have to. The trailer for Infinity Wars, that they're gonna take their time because it's not ready.
Wait, is it coming out this year or is it next year?
Infinity Wars, I believe, comes out. It has to come out. It comes out after Black Panther.
You know what? I'm actually getting confused. It's Justice League I'm thinking about. That's October.
Oh, Justice League. Yeah, Justice League comes out this year.
Yeah,
I think.
This year.
But, yeah. So, but. Yeah, this is something that's happening, sure. And we, you know, speaking of Justice League, it wasn't even included on this list at all. So,
and it had a good trailer.
Suffice it to say, well, we would agree to disagree on their good trailer or not. It looked good action-wise, but that line, that one line, I was like, oh.
I mean, but
Superman
is
what now?
I mean, put it this way. I mean, as the adults, we all know Superman's part of Justice League, but the stuff they do is the hype for the kids who don't read comics or nothing. They're just like, right. They're excited for
it. But it's just a blatant lie. Like, just the way they put it in there was just like, but he hasn't done any of that. That was never a thing. You, like, in the last two movies, they didn't even show that. Like, it wasn't even. They never spend any time on what the thoughts on Superman, like any real time, like what the thoughts on Superman was to people that, like, the good thoughts. Because it was more about, because I remember you seeing Batman v Superman, right?
Yeah.
And you remember how it started out with, like, all these congressional discussions and, oh, what are we going to do about this guy? And, you know, we have to have all these things in place. And
yeah, because because I'm saying, yeah, because in the beginning, you know, everybody's like, yeah, Superman's going to save the day. But then they realized the fights was destroying stuff and people getting hurt. Now they're like,
right,
we got to tone him down. Like, we got to hold him responsible for all this stuff.
Right, because it never, like, and people would say, oh, the theatrical release didn't live up to the director's cut. But I'm like, well, that's what they chose to put out first. Like, you yeah. know, like, is this, because I've heard the breakdown of the director's cut, and it makes more sense what they did in the director's cut. Like, it, like, the scenes make more sense.
Also, they have more scenes.
Motivation
in it.
Makes. Yeah, the director's cut has a bunch of stuff where, a lot of the scenes makes more sense, where the theatrical did not make any sense, or they didn't really fully flesh out the motivations behind why is Batman so fucking crazy. Why, you
well,
know, like,
I mean, I think,
why is Clark Kent so, well, like, so moody?
Well, you know, like, I kind of figured that out in the beginning of the movie when I saw Jason Todd's suit and the Joker stuff. So I figured that's the version.
No,
that's the
that
version
part
of Batman.
I understand. Yeah, that I get that part, but I didn't get why he was so paranoid. Like, it didn't make any sense until, like, the end, and then the reveal was like, oh, he got letters. I'm like, what the
he got
fuck?
What?
Are you serious? At the end of the movie, it was like, oh, he was sent, like, Lex Luthor was, like, sending him letters.
Well, Lex Luthor was the one sending Bruce Wayne letters?
Well, he intercepted the letters from the guy that was in the wheelchair and was, like, because he was the one that was upset with with Bruce Wayne and the company because he lost his legs because of some accident or whatever. And,
oh, okay.
Yeah, it was that's what set Batman off, the greatest detective in the world. Some letters that he got that he never thought to himself to investigate. Which
all right, next topic. Oh my god.
Yeah. But anyway, actually, there's no more topics. That's about it for Jesus. For us.
Oh my god. That just wiped my mind. The most brilliant, and I could say most insane man who recruits kids to fight adults, you know.
Right. Get sent off by some letters. It's like, oh, here are these letters. Go fight Superman now, because now you're paranoid.
Jesus. Right.
Fucking hell. There were other stuff that came out, like the Ready Player One trailer was out, the new Blade Runner stuff out, the new Defenders trailer was also out and whatnot. Just all sorts of shit. Like, there was just so much stuff that came out.
I'm waiting to see more Defenders. That's gonna look interesting.
Yeah, it looks interesting. There's, like, stuff that came out for new Pacific Rim, Star Trek Discovery.
Oh, you mean, no. You mean Gundam. Not Pacific Rim, Gundam.
Well, yeah, G-Gundam. G-Gundam, the live-action movie, is out. You know, Shazam movie was announced officially. It's just a shit ton of stuff. Just lots and lots of stuff.
I want to see more than that Shazam. That's something I'm kind of looking forward to.
Yeah, there's out there. There is, you know, there's been announcement that there's gonna be a new Spawn movie.
Yes. But I'm not getting my hopes high because it's gonna be Todd McFarlane's first time directing a live movie.
Oh, so he's in charge.
Right. He got the full. He's fully in charge. I mean, put it this way, as far as story, I'm gonna give him this much credit. As far as story wise go, I know he'll make the story good. Because it's his character. He knows what to do with it. But as far as directing, right, I think that should be handled by a professional. And you be like a co-director to learn. You shouldn't be the one directing. Yeah. That's what I feel.
Maybe that's what the deal was to...
to push the movie out?
Like, yeah. Because sometimes we don't... You know, from what I'm understanding about these type of things, you have to, like, make some concessions. Like, to get people on board.
Because I think that's kind of tied into WB, and let's just say it tied into the video game also, because it's so rumored, like, all around in Justice Game, how Spawn might be in there, and then now you got WB pushing the movie to come out. So maybe he said, hey, you want to use my character for a video game? Help me push my movie out to make some money, but I want to be the director. So,
yeah.
All that.
Yeah, I guess we'll see. I wish, you know, Nate was here, so we could talk more about that armor from Star Trek Discovery. I mean, he talked about it on the last episode, but I wanted to talk about, you know, rile him up. No, now, but we shall see. Anyway, how that all plays out, and like I said, a bunch of other shows got new seasons. You know, Walking Dead, Lucifer, blah blah blah, and stuff like that. So. Look out for all that good shit that's coming next year and earlier this year. Boom, 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 boom.
Just say the fall.
There's going to be a Big Hero 6 TV series.
Big Hero. Oh, yeah, I remember that show.
Yeah. Oh, yes, one thing I forgot to mention. Steven Universe, next chapter.
Oh, God.
It's going to be, apparently, somebody gets killed and no one knows why. Oh, and also, yeah, Young Justice apparently is coming back.
Yes.
I believe it when I see a trailer.
No. They had the panel. I can vouch if they had the panel and
I don't believe them.
Nope. No. They had the panel and they had the new cast of the Young Justice team.
I don't care. They're not.
This is a big shocker to a lot of people. Apparently, Static Shock's part of Young Justice now.
Yeah, it could have been because everybody's been asking, "What the fuck is Static Shock?"
Like, yeah, I was on YouTube checking out some story, and it's like a big thing with Static Shock. Like,
yeah, because DC died.
Like DC has some publisher rights, but they kind of don't. And it's like I was reading something that the reason why they said the show did very well, but the reason they had to take it off because the toys is the main selling point. If the toys don't sell, the show don't last. So it's like that's why a lot
of
stuff.
I don't give a fuck about toys.
I know. I'm just saying that's what basically these lot of these cartoons are for.
That's
for
what
toys.
Killed Young Justice as well. Yeah,
right. That's what kills these shows. Like if the shows are there to promote the toys. So
yeah, and it's why we have fucking the Teen Titans that we have now. It's why, because it's a sell toy.
Yeah. So,
whatever, but you know. Anyway, like I said, shit ton of stuff. So, we'll see what happens in the future, the very near future. This very, very near fall TV season coming up should be very interesting. I'm sure it's gonna be. Way more people arguing with each other. So we'll see. But anyway, until next time, guys, you can follow us on GameRebellion.com. There are other podcasts there, but you can also check us out there with all the most of our podcasts, being there. So you can check the bulk out of it there. There is something I would like to make an announcement that. We're going to probably make this podcast a little visual, but not in the way you think, you know. We're not going to be on camera, but you're going to see things.
Oh, shucks.
And, yeah. We're not going to be on camera, but we are now a video version of this show will be available on iTunes. Not on Stitcher or the other ones because they don't support video, but you can find the video version of this very, very, very soon.
Maybe YouTube.
I'm starting. It's on YouTube. You can go right now on YouTube and look for Pondery Nerds, and you'll find all like past stuff we've done, some tutorials and stuff like that. But you know, this main show, this podcast, will have a visual component in the near future. But you know, and that should be very easy to download and find on iTunes. And you can, you know, if you wanted to stream it on YouTube, you can go right ahead there, or you can just subscribe to us on iTunes. The video version will be there as well. But you can find this audio version of the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music Play. Definitely check out GameRebellion.com. Check out the community. Check out the really cool articles and whatnot. And until next time, guys, we really appreciate you for listening. Bye for now.
All right, later, guys.